nappyafro.com.
Welcome, everybody, to the 13th episode of the Frocast. It's your man, Saul Wright, with a very special Full House edition. We've got an interesting group for you today. Your boy Germ didn't make it. We're going to kick off the show saying, fuck King Germ. We'll talk about that in a little bit. First, what we got joining us is the MVP of Nappy Afro, the technology man, the homeboy B-Easy. Say what's up to the people.
Yay! I'm sorry. Nah, I just saw the Muppets.
Clap for yourself.
I just saw the Muppets. I was watching the Muppets before I came here, so they did it all the time. I do apologize for that. But your name is B-Easy. No AKAs today. Nappy Afro, you know.
Watch Muppets by yourself?
Yeah, you know, it's sad. You know, I'm a single man in Atlanta, so, I mean, it's don't think the wrong thing. That's why Jeremy always calls me gay, but yeah, I was watching the Muppets. I do apologize for that.
And you're a grown man.
I'm a grown-ass man, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That's a long story. Right. Don't make me look bad in front of the company, okay?
I'm just checking. I'm just making sure we got all this shit together, because, you know, some people that read the fro, they take meds. Anyway, for the first time ever, we've got another member of the staff, the homeboy, like no other, who will destroy you in the comment section, so be careful. The homeboy, Doug, what's good, brother? From location. What's good, bro?
All location. Yeah, chilling. The most hated man on Nappy Afro.
Damn, you want to wear that crown?
No, I'm just saying, I noticed that. A Tupac article, you know, niggas been getting at me. Niggas been hitting me up on Facebook.
So. Yes, that really did do it, bro.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, so,
you want to let the people know where you're calling from today? Where you at during this
weekend? I'm at the barbershop / taco place. So, yeah, I'm on location.
Nigga, if that's not the most hood shit, the barbershop / taco place.
Believe that.
All right, yeah. Anyway, aside from the staff, we have a very special debut to the Frocast. Hopefully she'll come back a little bit later. It is the voice of the Frocast that you hear. If you want to go ahead and hit that voice, dear.
Nappyafro.com.
Oh, that was live, not a recording. We've got Tracy May in the building. What's good?
What's up, guys?
Oh, my
I just want to let everybody know that I am live today from Be Easy's bedroom.
Oh, my God.
Just to let everybody know that he's not
this episode might be over now.
Okay.
He's done.
Woo! Okay, good night, everybody. Okay, can I say something though? Really honestly, I'm so happy. If it wasn't for Saul, I'm gonna be real with you, Tracy, man. If it wasn't for Saul, it would just be me and you doing the Frocast. But he said no. That's dead serious. And you know I'm right, Saul. You was like, no, idiot. It's gonna be me, you, and you know, so. But I'm so happy. I'm so happy she's here.
We can do our own Frocast later, our own private.
Okay, I got your Skype number, so don't play with me. I'm dead serious.
All right, it's a hater on top of the Drake article. I'm dead serious, man.
I got double Dutch grits in this. I burnt that CD. I got a copy I made myself, so you know it's real.
Thank you.
You know it's
that
real.
Was just a lot of ignorance of music, but
it was actually a good CD. But the fact that he said that he burnt it and you're in his bedroom is usually qualified by the type of scene.
Hey, track number three. That's all I gotta say. Track number three.
Yes.
Okay. You need to get a room.
I'm sorry. I apologize. No.
Let's go ahead and get the show started. We got, you know, six questions that'll probably take forever because we talk too much. The first thing on the list, you wanted to talk about Beats, Rhymes, and Life, The Travels of a Tribe Called Quest. Did you actually see that? I know you see everything that comes out.
Yeah. I mean, and I'll send y'all a link afterwards. That's sad. I shouldn't say that on the Frocast.
You shouldn't say that on the Frocast.
Okay.
I would tell tickets to the theater where it's playing.
Right.
Yeah, I've been wanting to see it since, because, you know, of course, for people don't know, it's called Beats, Rhymes, and Life, The Travels of a Tribe Called Quest, and it's basically a behind the scenes. I wouldn't say it's a documentary. It is a documentary, but it's not about, it talks about the tribe, but it talks about them, like, mostly now. The big
after fact.
Exactly. And the biggest thing behind this is that Michael Rapaport, who, you know, I know people are upset by him, but he's really, you know, a hip hop head. He named one of his kids after a member of De La Soul. So I mean he's in it.
He got a black wife too, though.
Yeah, he got a black wife too. I mean, he was in Zebrahead. You know what I'm saying?
Like certified to be. That Remy shit is long forgotten. Don't worry about that Remy shit.
Yeah, but yeah, the thing it was, he had full creative control. But when you know Q-Tip and the rest of the guys saw the movie, they was like, no, this is not coming out. This shows everybody in terrible light because you know it has them arguing. It has, you know, Fife dealing with his diabetes and, you know, but it's really good. The thing about it is that after seeing it, I downloaded, I had Midnight Marauders and I had something else, but I downloaded everything and just listened to it ever again because it's great.
You mean you went to iTunes and bought the thing? Jesus Christ.
Okay, I mean, I went to Spotify and I listened to all the music on Spotify. Listen.
There we go.
Yeah, but I mean, so nobody else saw that movie?
Nah, I actually think I'm in Austin. It ain't playing here.
Really? It's in the red box.
It's in the red box?
Yeah.
It is on Netflix.
Okay.
Is it online? I will go look at it tonight. Don't worry.
No, you can't watch it. But you can get the DVD.
Wow, you're not paying that extra $10.
I thought it was a book. I'm not going to front. Is it a book? I didn't know what it was when you guys sent me the outline. I don't remember
what it is. But no, the big thing I remember about it, though, is when it was at Sundance, and the only person that showed it was Fife Dog, and he broke down and cried, you know.
I did see that.
Yeah, he broke down and cried. Because, I mean, and then a good thing about the thing, it shows him getting better from diabetes. And this is not like a spoiler alert, but his wife ended up giving him her kidney, so.
That's pretty much a spoiler, dog.
I'm sorry. Oh, and also the Love Movement is their last CD, okay? So I mean, am I spoiling alert this? You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
I mean, what you want me to say?
Was it good though? It was
very good. It was now I won't lie to you. You can tell Michael Rapaport isn't the best director because I mean, that shit could have been done on VH1. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you want to be, you know, don't think, you know, but it's good. And it shows a lot of the problem between Fife and Q-Tip, which basically, you know, now this, people know that I knew this before, you know, it led to the breakup. It was rumblings that maybe led to a breakup, and they kind of deal with that. If I'm talking too fast, I talk fast, so tell me to slow down. So,
handle your business, bro.
Okay. So, so since nobody else watched it, Dub, Tracy May, and Saw Wright, what the hell?
Hey.
Hmm?
All of us are not audiophiles like you. We don't go and get everything that comes out. This dude, we won't even talk about
it. No, come on. Give it to me.
Watched it had I known we had homework. Like,
oh, yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I thought since y'all hip hop heads, we have a spoken word rapper, we have somebody who works on a website, and we have somebody who hates Tupac, so I thought all that together.
Yeah, but y'all didn't even like pulling all the shots. Dude, I write for Nappy Afro, I write for Soul Actions, yeah. I write for You Know I Got Soul.
Yeah.
I don't listen to everything that comes out.
Oh, no, back up.
What's up?
Back up. So I knew Nappy Afro.
Right.
I know Soul Actions.
Right.
It's the third one I didn't hear that. Who?
Yeah, You Know I Got Soul.
What the hell is that?
It's another affiliate. It's an R&B site.
Why you tell your boy?
I told you that when I wrote the first one for them.
I didn't know that.
Like a month ago.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just saying we should have been plugging it.
But you probably didn't know because you're too busy watching movies and this and everything come out, so you missed it.
You gotta Facebook something because I knew about it. You feel me?
Damn. Yeah,
I've been tweeting it too.
Son of a mother. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Your boy trying to make moves, so you know that's another person we're working with.
Congrats.
Get some stuff with Nappy Afro, get him affiliated, get him connected.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, man. You know, that's really good. It's big things.
So that's the excuse I'm using right now for not seeing that movie. With all of that I said.
Okay. So we can go to the second one. Saw.
Okay, well, if it's on Redbox, I will go check for it tomorrow.
Or, and I'm just gonna be real right here. Or the Pirate Bay, or Demonoid. I'm just saying.
I'm waiting for my link. That's all.
Okay.
The views expressed by people not reflect.
I'm just saying. Listen. I'm gonna tell you.
Happyafro.com staff or any of its affiliates.
Mm-hmm. I downloaded Mayor Hawthorne and I gave him $10 when I saw him because I was like, you know what, here's $10. He's like, what this for? He said, you know what? Me, you know what it was about, so.
But did you, is this the same Mayor Hawthorne that you got the autograph?
Yes.
So awkward, dude. This a grown-ass man. You asked for his autograph?
No, he autographed a vinyl. I had vinyl. He autographed that.
What did it say?
You know what? See, that's funny because I was you know, I was there with the ex-girlfriend at the time, and he wrote, he started to write the same thing he wrote for her. And I was like, hey, man, hey.
So he said, with love?
Yeah, I was like, just hey, dap me up and just write your name on it, man. And, you know, and you know, so it was okay, but yeah, so I did that, though.
So with love, man. That's what it says.
Me and him talk about 15 minutes. Let me say that, though. Me and him talk about 15 minutes.
So y'all were courting.
It wasn't courting. It was a fan. I told him I knew him, and I knew his music. I knew him as DJ Haircut, and we talked for like 15 minutes. And it was, he tried to holler. The girl I was dating, he tried to talk to her, too. And I was like, come on, man, really? He was like, oh.
So he tried to holler at your girl.
Yeah, at the time.
And wrote with love on your album.
Yeah. Anyway, look, next topic. I want everybody
I'm just trying to get the story together.
We'll next topic.
I just want everybody to know that I'm on my way home because I don't.
Really? Like, baby, please.
I have to leave the easy bedroom.
Oh, God. You know.
I don't know what happened.
You know, can I say, before we go to the sec, she has the most gorgeous voice.
Gorgeous voice?
I've ever heard.
Like, you ain't heard the ghetto part yet. Wait till they
come back. God. Okay.
Kool-Aid and some pickles.
I watched a YouTube video. Some of them get crazy, though.
That's, you know what, and that's how I met her, was from her YouTube video.
Yeah, that's, I met her through you, so, you know.
Hey, don't blame that on me. Wait, I don't know if I want to take credit for that shit yet.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Saul. I'm sorry about that.
This nigga just had this girl backed by another dude and got an autograph. I don't know if I want to be involved. Yeah, I don't know if I want to be involved with this transaction at all.
I thought I was gonna be treated so much better on this podcast, and it hadn't changed, and that's a good thing, I guess.
I was trying, but you just said the man said with love and I'm with your girl.
I told him not to look. Go to the second question. <All right.
laughs> So, what are you listening to? Besides Mayor Hawthorne.
I'm listening to Drake. Listening to Drake. I'm listening to Tribe Called Quest. I'm listening a lot to Danny Brown. He's been on the site a few times with his XXX30 album. Still a great album. First of all, the good thing about him is that he's 30 years old, so he's not that far in age from me. So it's like a lot of stuff he's talking about, you know, how like 30, you know how like now when you're 30, it used to be like, you know, you're 40.
With the Willow.
Say again?
That's the nigga with the Willow.
Stole the King term.
But no, but yeah, him and, we can't hear anything. Yeah, yes, him.
The nigga 30 with that hair?
Yeah.
He's 30 with that hair.
Yeah, he's 30 with that. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, but you know what? But yeah, I'm listening to him, and I'm listening to Alan Stone, and I sent Thick.
That Alan Stone is not a gang.
Yeah. And by the way, he's not albino. I thought he was albino. He just needs some sun.
He's just a white dude.
He just with blonde hair. So, and he's also a son of a preacher. So, it's a lot of good stories behind him. But yeah, though. So that's what I'm listening to right now. So I'm gonna stop talking. I'm gonna let everybody else start talking.
Duh, what you listening to, bro?
I'm listening to I'm listening to the Drizzy. I'm still listening to the Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
And I pop into J. Cole every once in a while. But that Kendrick Lamar, I know you ain't like an SW, but that Kendrick Lamar is hard, bro.
It is.
I can't get into, I don't know. It's his voice, his delivery, something. It's just, it sounds like I'm listening to a mental patient. I don't know. I have to give it some more try. But from what I heard, I am not feeling the rainbow.
Wow.
But that's, you know.
Hold up. Did you say feeling the rainbow? Okay, go ahead, though. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm not feeling the rainbow at all. I'm not feeling the rainbow.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Tracy May, what you listening to, dear?
I'm listening to people who could get it. Big Sean.
Wait a minute. I gotta stop this for the homie B.
I'm not talking about me.
This call?
Huh?
What do you mean?
People that could get it on this call, is that what you're saying?
No, you're talking about people.
Oh,
like,
okay, go ahead.
I got what you were saying.
Yeah, everybody got what I was saying except for you.
I was trying to help be easy out, but he fucked them all the way.
It's okay.
Tagged in, bro.
It's okay.
So, Big Sean, mm-hmm. Wale, even though I really don't like some of the stuff on, you know, he's just, he could get it, like I said. And Jaden the Cure, I don't know if you guys are listening to him, but he's nice and I'm still listening to him. And then the only person that couldn't get it that I'm listening to is Iggy Azalea right now.
Wow, good. Okay. That's a good segue later on.
I was going to say, you just bring it up now. Fuck it. Slow. Talk about it now because I'm not hip to her.
Okay.
I don't like Big Sean.
Okay. Okay. First of all, listen. Let me ask you a question, Tracy May. Is that Loaded Flower Bomb song? So was it a law passed that every girl has to love that song now? Because every girl I know loves that song.
I like it, but I asked on Twitter, like, what is Lotus Flower Bomb? I thought, like, it was some kind of, like, euphemism for the coochie, but yeah. It's not. Like, I don't know. Somebody told me that it was, like, a perfume that somebody wore. I don't yeah. know, but every female loves it. They be posting it on Facebook and stuff. But I like it.
Yeah.
I just like my
way. Yeah, the thing, and I wrote about this. The thing was, I remember listening to sessions and hearing snippets, and people was mad because it was like, Wale is doing it for the girls. I was like, yeah, he's doing it for the girls, and he sold 120,000 copies more.
Yep.
This go around that he did, and it worked out perfect for him. I think he has like four or five. Did you review it?
Yeah, that was me.
He has about four or five songs there for girls, right?
Yeah, he did. And I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, you know, like he said, he was talking to the women and not at them. And yeah. I think a lot of hip-hop talks at women. So when they hear something that appreciates them, of course they're going to like it and love it and buy it.
And women spend money.
Yeah.
Yeah, women will spend money, too.
Exactly. That's the thing I was saying, yeah. too. I think, but was it track 12? The illest bitch? That's weird. That's the weirdest one.
I don't understand that song at all. I really, like, at first I thought he was really talking about his sister.
Yeah.
And then when you listen to the song, it's like, no, he's talking about black women, but why mm-hmm. is he calling him the illest bitch?
I don't know.
When you just said Lotus Flower Bomb and, I guess it's that whole Pac, you know, being conflicted type thing where, you know, you can keep your head up and then you wonder why you call you bitch. It's
yeah.
That
kind of thing. I get around.
Yeah, or I Get Around, which was a major banger.
Yeah, it was like Get Around and then Keep Your Head Up. And I remember I was just like, wow, that's kind of weird. But hey, love both them songs though. But hold on. Now you said Iggy Azalea. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now do you I'm going to go ahead and give a quick thing about Iggy Azalea. She's from Australia, correct?
Yes.
Her latest mixtape is Ignorant Art.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that speaking of Tupac, she had an obsession with Tupac, correct?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry. When she was growing up in Australia, she loved Tupac so much. That was like the first song she ever heard. I want to say it was what's that song called? Help Me Change My Ways. I want to spend Jimmy on. I was waiting.
You're probably on here.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's that song right there. That's the first song she heard ever when she was in Australia. She listened to that song. She became rapping then. She loved Tupac so much. She hated Jay-Z and Biggie for a long time.
That's valid.
Yeah. She's obsessed with Grace Kelly. This is off the top of my head, by the way. She's obsessed with Grace Kelly.
Why do you know this much about her?
I read like five articles. Listen, we'll talk about
Google. Wait, read about people.
What is that?
No problem.
and then she came from, she went to Miami, and then she moved to Houston, then she moved to Atlanta. She got approached by Elite Models, either one of those model agencies, and now she lives in Los Angeles, and that's all I know.
But you know everything. Like, what the fuck?
It's way more
than I can't even say her last name. You just gave her a life story.
Listen, you know I read a lot. Come on, man.
But you read and retain. That's kind of scary, bro.
Yeah, I know. I work at a call center doing technical support all day, and I read hip hop and I cuss out customers. That's all I do. Just all day.
Somewhere in there, you find time to retain all the shit that you read because you really do read a lot of shit.
I know
about Iggy Azalea.
Well, I mean, you know,
in general, so, that nigga, when he gave me his Google Reader list. I was like, son, you have 35 magazines that just pertain to red shoes.
Yeah. Tracy, what do you think about Iggy? I'm gonna mess with the name Iggy Azalea. What do you think?
I like Iggy.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the difference, okay, let me juxtaposition her against Creation, or mm-hmm. however you say her name. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Iggy Azalea has she if you don't like her music, you at least gonna like to look at her. Because she almost has that Rihanna flair where she's dressing all fantabulous, and she's kind of nasty, you know, mm-hmm. with her lyrics. She's more like old Lil Kim or like Trina or something like that. Like, she has a song called Pussy.
Yeah.
So, you know, she's kind of nasty. And
say that, you gotta slow down. What's the name of that song again?
Pussy.
Okay, great.
Hold on. My thing went out for a second. What's the name of the song one more time?
Wait a minute.
She has a song called Dick.
Oh, also, no, I don't like that song. You know what? She has a song. You know that song called Two Times?
Dick.
No, you know that song. You know. Exactly. You know what? I'm no longer around. No, but she has a video. She has a video called Two Times, where the whole video is just a picture. It's just a camera on her crotch.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, the whole video is just the camera's on her crotch. She's like on the bed, sitting down, her legs spread open, and like it's animation, but it's on her crotch, and that's the whole video. Now,
that's what I think, that she, Creation can't do that, because she's not even a looker like that.
Yeah, she's
like,
not attractive.
She can't go there. I mean, that song that she had, that Gucci thing, whatever it was, that was pretty catchy.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't, I wonder, like, what would happen if they had, I know y'all heard that freestyle that Creation did, but I'm going to put that in quotation, air quotation, freestyle that she did. I mean, I just felt like if it were me, I would have been like, yo, I don't really freestyle.
Exactly.
But she was like really trying, like rhyming cat with hat, like, yes.
Yeah. But you know Iggy can't actually rap much better than Creation, because I think when Gucci came out, I was like, okay, let me download the mixtape she had out. And that was the only thing that sounded like, everything sounded like club music. Or house music on Creation stuff. But Iggy, she, like, in Australia, she was doing rap battles. She was trying to do rap battles. She said she lost almost every one of them, but she was out there fighting, though.
Is it because the white girls, is it like the white girls are still in Black Girls Shine? Because you have, since Nicki came out, of course, there's been more female MCs dropping mixtapes and stuff, but you got females out there like Rhapsody, like Ty Phoenix, Nicki Scott the MC, yeah. Like Riley MC, that get no shine. Jean Grey, who's been grinding for years, gets no shine. And then Creation and Iggy come out, that I don't know about Iggy. Creation has no talent. Come out and they get the same. I mean, you know, after Nicki Minaj, the next female MC name you hear is Creation.
Yeah.
Is it because
I think it's because you have to have something like, you know, back in the day, it was like all of these Black female MCs, and they just look like regular Black females. But now you kind of have to be weird. Your ass got to be like extra large, or you just got to be white, and that's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
it helps.
What is the weird thing about you? And for them, it's like, okay, I'm a white girl, and I'm rapping like this. So I feel like you got to have something weird. You can't just be like Queen Latifah anymore. You can't be that, because that's not weird enough.
Yeah, and I mean, I kind of blame the fans for that too, because like Saul was saying, we do got people like Rhapsody and Nicki Scott, and they're just regular women. They just, you know, they just nothing crazy, but it's you know, I'm sure shows are not selling out, but you know, I'm sure they ain't selling out shows. But Creation goes to New York and sells out shows easily.
It's whack as hell to me. I can't figure out what's going on with it, but it just doesn't seem fair or right. And I'm wondering what the niche is, because, like, you know, we got that article up, Eminem will never be the GOAT, which is one of our top hit articles because of the white thing, the racial thing. And then you got the female MC, which doesn't seem to be about race outwardly. Mm-hmm. It's definitely about sexism first, you know, because you just said, oh, girls showing her crotch. But at the same time, they getting the same fame off of having less talent. Where Eminem had to be the Don to get recognized, because we had Snow, we had
Search. We had Everlast. We had a lot of other white rappers that came in and didn't have talent. They didn't last. Eminem is one of the best lyrical dudes to touch a mic.
True.
Right.
True. But then on the women's side of the game, them chicks ain't shit.
Yeah, all you gotta do is, I don't know. Maybe we're accepting a little bit less from the women on that.
I think women are just sometimes happy. It's somebody. I think they like it's just somebody there. It's like because it's hard. It's hard on women. It's the budget is hard because I mean like I remember when Lil' Kim was with Junior Mafia, and Junior Mafia looked like they just woke up and came out the bed to the show because all the budget had to go to Lil' Kim. The whole budget, the whole wardrobe budget had to go to Lil' Kim.
But that's because we push sexuality in our women.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? There's women like Bahamadia who came out who could spit with the best of them. But Bahamadia, has anyone even seen her album cover?
No.
Exactly, and there's a reason for that.
What does it look like?
I love Bahamadia, so I can't slander her name. But if you Google her, you'll think you're looking at Craig Mack.
I respect Bahamadia, but I've never liked Bahamadia. Never, ever.
Like, lyrically, you never liked her? Or
no,
you're
I don't. About physical? Well, I don't like her. See, let me say this. I don't. And besides, was it Present Company excluded? I don't really like many. I don't like many girl rappers.
That's understandable. I don't think there's a problem with that. It's kind of hard to get into female rappers if you're a guy.
You know, I'm harsh on them because I do want, like, I love. When Lil' Kim first came out, I loved her. But, like, Nicki Scott. I want her to do good, but I think when the first verse I heard her, she was saying, I kick like Kung Fu. I'm done with you. I'm done with you for right now. Okay, well, we're done for a second. You know what I'm saying? I love Rhapsody. I think that me and Rhapsody would be cool, but I think her flow just needs to just spread out a little bit more. I think I would date Jean Grey because she likes comic books, but I don't think I listen to her music all the time. So it's just like, it's like, what is that?
I rap, but I totally just rap for fun. But as somebody that does rap, whenever I'm rapping, I don't think about, oh, there's going to be B-Eazy and Saul and Dub that are going to listen to this, and they might not like, I'm totally rapping about woman shit to the women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I feel like. Maybe that's why we're grasping so hard onto any female rapper that comes out because, you know, when you have a song called Pussy, then it's like, you know, we're going to grab a hold of that and be like, yes, yes, this is about us. This is about what we can do and whatever. I mean, y'all listen to, I don't know if y'all listen to rap, but, you know, a lot of the rappers, they talk about, like, screwing models and popping bottles and whatever. And it's just like, okay, but that's everywhere. But when a female rapper comes out, it's like, what is she talking about? She's talking about stuff that females can relate to. So maybe that's what we're doing with anybody. We're just grabbing a hold to that.
Yeah, but...
might be why they're not getting ahead. I mean, because hip-hop is such a male-dominated arena, we don't want to listen to Magic Stick blasting out our system. So we got to skip this song, and then we got to skip the song where you talk about how much you love that nigga because we can't be playing that and singing along the chorus. So by the time we get the track in... we can't listen to this shit out the streets, which is where we really blast our shit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. And we definitely don't want to be answering the door listening, you know, to Magic Stick in the house. That's some bullshit. Look, I love Tracy's song, EAT Me, but I can't be playing this shit.
It's not gonna work. Track number three.
I can't be playing that shit in the Broncos, son. What you saying, Doug?
I'm saying, though, I think it's a lot of it has to do with the industry, you feel me? Like, I don't think Nicki would be Nicki if it wasn't for Wayne. Like,
true.
So, I mean, you look at the industry, and, like, females predominantly don't sell like a male. So it seems like they have to have, like, a strong, even Kim had, like, Biggie, even though she wasn't signed under Biggie, but everybody knew that Kim was, like, Biggie's homegirl. Foxy was Nas and Jay-Z, and, like, Nicki is Wayne's protege. So, you feel me? I think it's, a lot of it has to do with just the industry, because labels aren't going to really hop a woman unless they feel like they're getting a co-star.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you on that. But then, I guess that begs the question, why is it like that? If because Tracy already said that women spend money. We know women spend money.
Yeah.
And if you have female rappers out there that are cutting albums, why is Nicki the first female rapper to sell platinum since the Brat back in 2001?
Let me say this, though. I do think, because in my mind, I think Nicki Minaj is actually bigger than Drake. Nicki Minaj is on Ellen because a kid from England, is singing her song on YouTube and it got 2 million views. You know what I'm saying? Like this is happening to her. I think.
I agree.
Yeah, and the early petition for Drake's album is 675,725. Nicki's gonna do that when she comes out.
Yeah,
easily. I just think. But what I was trying to say was that as far as pop stars. It's Rihanna, Beyonce, Gaga. That's it. I think that it can happen. It can happen if women really follow women. If women really supported women rappers, it could be that in hip hop also. But they haven't supported.
What I'm saying. Why don't they? I guess that's what I'm trying to.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the missing link?
Let me ask y'all this. I read on a blog somewhere that this guy posted that. He liked Nicki Minaj, but he was so tired of females with this, higher pitch. He's used to, MC Light or Queen Latifah with that lower tone, and that was the rap that he felt like he was missing. Mm-hmm. How do you guys feel about that?
You want to answer first?
Yeah, I can see his point. For some reason, when I first heard Nicki, I thought it was cute. You know what I'm saying? But I think what I do, I think music takes me, for example, when I want to relax, I do want to listen to something more deeper, I guess. If that doesn't sound too weird, but, that doesn't sound too weird. But no, I mean, yeah, I get what he's saying. It doesn't matter to me. I think if it's talent there, I listen to it. If it's talent there and it's something, I listen to it. It don't really matter at the end of the day to me, but I get his point, though.
Dub, what you think?
I'm saying I didn't even think about this until now. I just feel like Nicki, at times anyway, Nicki is just a dope lyricist. And when I listen to hip hop, that's what I listen to something that makes me either think or say, wow, you feel me? And so I never really even thought about a woman's tone versus, Nicki's tone versus an MC Light. You feel me? I've never even thought about that before.
Okay.
Yeah, I think most of the time when I hear people say that about Nicki, my response is, if you hating on Nicki, how did you like ODB? Mm-hmm. I don't get it, because Nicki is just as animated as ODB or Busta Rhymes or Mystical or any of these other dudes are. But for some reason, her characters, Slick Rick, for some reason, her characters get slandered. And I mean, she does spit the occasional whack bar.
Yeah.
I'm a star, sheriff badge, just some bullshit. That's the worst shit I ever heard on any song ever. But we give the dudes a pass routinely. When Nicki come out, she make one face and they're like, oh, she's a clown, I can't listen to her. So the dude that made that blog is something I hear a lot, but it doesn't really matter to me because I think she's dope and I rock with her. I might buy her album and give it to my niece because I can't be bumping that shit because it's not made for me. And that's cool. It's not made for me, I don't have a problem with it.
I think one good thing for her was when she was on songs like the Monster song or what's another song, My Chick Bad, some of those were the best.
Yeah, she represents.
Some of those are the best verses of that year. She had. If you have a best verse, and I hate to say this, with a song with Jay-Z on it.
Oh, did you just say someone else had the first verse on the Jay-Z song?
Okay, but can I say I think Jay-Z recorded his verse earlier?
But I just asked you to answer my question. I didn't ask you for the extra.
Yeah, her verse was Monster was ridiculous, and
wow.
Yeah, it was crazy, and that showed people she can just rap. Yeah, he agreed too. Dub agrees too. So,
wow. But I don't know. It's interesting to see where this is gonna go next, because her album's coming out. Is it next year?
Yeah, next year.
So her album comes out next year, and then Creation, I'm sure, will be releasing something by next year.
I think
he'll be releasing something next year.
I think Creation be dropped by then. I honestly do think so.
Done.
So yeah, I think she
has to do something.
She'll put out an album. She'll sell 10,000 and we'll never hear from her again.
Yeah, I think the way the internet works now, it's so quick. The rotation of it and the cycle is so quick, because I remember she got signed, she got a quote unquote $1 million. And then it was some months passed by, people was like, she kind of was done. I think that Sony, was it Sony that signed her?
Yeah.
I think they jumped the gun. I think they should have just let her do her thing for a second. And you don't give somebody $1 million off a $2 million view. I mean, off a $2 million view YouTube video just like that. That was stupid on their part.
Yeah, they got a little overzealous with that one. I think they saw the white skin, they saw the commercial appeal, and they ran.
And they saw it be nasty too, so they had to sign it in, right?
What is that? What is this white girl mob shit about? Where's the talent?
I don't know. I do think Be Nasty raps better than her, but I mean that's like saying, you know.
Yeah, I mean I could probably cut a mixtape.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Do it.
No.
Don't egg me on. I should be horrible. I will never be able to write another review because you know the motherfuckers in Nappy Afro will go, hey, nigga, you can't rap. We heard your shit. How you going to talk about MC? I ain't doing shit's out. What the fuck is you talking about? That's 5 stars, son.
Okay. We can, what's the next one, Saul, right?
We got on here, Drake's Take Care. And
we kind of talked about that a little bit.
Hey. I don't know anything about the new label, but I thought the album was pretty dope.
Yeah.
As you saw, you know, my review, a lot of those comments, Peabody, Impractical, you motherfuckers are retarded.
Yeah, but you
had... There's wrong with Impractical, like, straight up, there's something wrong with that.
Please tell us the story of Practical.
Okay, about Practical.
Yeah.
Now, first of all... Yeah,
clear that shit up.
Yeah, it's the thing about Practical was is that and this is a weird story, is that I started receiving messages in the private message forum saying, hey, you won't guess who I am, you won't believe it, but wait and see. And I was like, who the fuck are you? You're like, what the, you know, like, what the
hell?
Yeah. But look, though, but he did this for weeks. He was like, I can't tell you right now, but soon you will find out. And I was like, what the, is this, am I being punked? You know, what the hell is going on with this? So this goes on. And finally, he just sends me a telephone number. And I'm like, you got to be damn, I'm not calling your crazy ass.
You called it.
No, this is what I did. So I was telling King Germ about it. And the thing about King Germ you gotta remember is when I first met King Germ, he was working at Sam's Club with a grill in his mouth. So that kinda tells you what kind of guy he is. You know what I'm saying? And he put a grill in his mouth and he could take it out, but he told the managers he couldn't take it out. So it would start to hurt and bleed, but he had to keep it in his mouth. You know? So anyway, the journal was like, well, shit, let me call him. So we call him on three-way, and this sound like this 14-year-old white kid answers. And Jeremy's like, who the fuck are you? He's like, he's like stammering. He's like, and Jeremy's like, nigga, who the fuck are you? He's like, my name is blah blah D. Ellen, and Verbose knows me. And he was like, nigga, what the fuck? He said, don't do no bullshit, because obviously he thinks Jeremy's me. So Jeremy just hangs up on him. You know, we laugh about it, and of course then he just puts his mixtape in the comment section.
Exactly.
Yeah, this is later on. So then Germ, without hearing it, says, get this bullshit out of my sight. This shit sucks like ass. Or something like that, he said. You know what I'm saying?
So
yeah. But the whole time, he's emailing Peabody, Raza. He's emailing a lot of people in the forums saying, like, hey, he's emailing everybody in the forums. And I'm like, what's going on? So then he emails me, and then, you know, kind of talks about how he said he was fighting somebody and this girl intervened and she got raped. I don't know how that happened.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
what?
He was fighting somebody and then this girl stopped it and then the girl got raped. I was like, what were you doing when this happened? You know, like, you know, he said he got two diseases, incurable diseases, that if he stopped taking his medicine, he's going to die. It was crazy.
Okay, so I'm officially done answering that fucking happy ass.
Yeah, and then
again, yeah. I don't give a shit what he has to say. I'm not answering none of that nigga shit.
And then
why did he give his phone phone number. Like, what did he think y'all were gonna talk about?
I don't know. I told him this. I said, if you had music, you know, and Saul, no, we sometimes get like what, 5 or 6 a day.
We get way too many.
Yeah, and I try to answer most of them. If they're saying hey B.E.'s or hey Saul or hey Nappy Afro, I'm gonna talk to you because you came to my site. But he went about it this way, like, he had to know when I figure out who he was, I was gonna be like, what the fuck is, you know what I'm saying? Like, what you, I don't know. He just wanted to talk. So I don't know what that was about, and I was weirded out. And so yeah, that's him. And so now sometimes he writes these long things in the comments about like, Be Easy is not real, or, you know, Be Easy is gay and all this shit. And I'm like, you know, it's weird, but you know, hey, it comes with territory.
Watch out, he gonna show up at your door in the last broadcast, and you give like accurate directions to your house.
Yeah, he gave the fucking address.
Hold on. Hold on, Tracy mate. You listen to the last forecast?
Yes.
Oh man. Okay. Anyway.
This nigga.
No, I'm just saying. No, but yeah. I mean, I don't care. I mean, I don't care. I mean, I got a bat by my door. I mean, I'll be alright. But
It's 2011. What the hell is a bat? He's gonna do something with the enough bat.
I got a bat. You know what? It's that, sad enough. It's my T-ball. It's my T-ball bat from when I was like 5. So it's a small bat, but that, you know.
Is it plastic?
No, it's really short because I've had it since I was 5. I was playing T-ball.
So what you're saying is you have a short bat?
No, I'm not saying that. No, no, I'm never. Opposite of what I'm saying.
I was just trying to
piece it together. Okay, no baby. But yeah, so yes, that's the story of Practical and that whole crazy thing. But you know, hold up. But the last thing is that years, like a couple years ago, Peabody wrote an article, the first article he wrote for us, that was basically dissing Tupac's mother.
He wrote an article dissing anyone associated with Tupac.
Yeah, he was like, why are you putting out this terrible music? You're messing Tupac's legacy. And this guy tried to find out who Peabody was. He kept emailing us because he said he's gonna whoop his ass. He was trying to find where he was. So that has happened before when somebody's trying to find somebody. So yeah, he tried to find Peabody for a long time. He was upset about that. He was from Houston. I think his name was MF to the Death. I don't know.
You know Peabody can box, right?
Yeah. Oh, Peabody knocking nigga out now.
You know, let him find a man. You might need to go to the ring with him, because that little bat ain't gonna help, huh? This motherfucker's hitting niggas with toothpicks, thinking he gonna do something.
Well,
you find a dude that's on meds and got 2 STDs. He already raped the niggas in fights. You might want to get a gun. I'm just saying.
Oh god,
that motherfucker Practical. He's been practical as fuck. I know that shit.
Yeah, but thanks for coming to the site, Practical.
Yeah, fuck it.
Thank you.
We got 93 comments, and I think 30 of them are from him.
Possibly.
And they don't make sense.
I like Pat.
None of the shit he said makes sense.
What's up, Dub?
I said that nigga doesn't make sense at all, man.
Nah.
Dub was going in on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Dub, you're supposed to be nice to the guests. Dub, his first comment, Dub was like, "Dub, dog, fuck you and your mama."
I was like,
whoa.
I love that.
That nigga does. Shit, maybe
he's still,
does a germ.
Like, he still comments and stuff, so he's gonna like love this. So he just spent 10 minutes on
it. He got his moment to shine.
Now
his meds and pass the fuck out.
But now he likes me now. That tells you, he wrote something like Be Easy is, what did he say? He said Be Easy is the boss,
said,
or some
like,
shit like that.
He runs the state and shit. Like, yeah, but he's like, y'all are tripping. He's got budget or some shit.
Yeah, but yeah. Yeah, he he dissed me and he gave me he was like, Be Easy got spyware on his machine.
Yeah,
but he's a boss.
Yeah, he's the boss. And he does more for the site than any of you motherfuckers. And I'm like, what the hell? And it was like a response to something I said in the review. I don't understand. Like, he's on the same shit Peabody was on. I don't know where the comments went after that. We were talking about the Drake album, and all of a sudden, Peabody was like, you do the same thing, too. And I was like, dude.
Dog, don't argue with Peabody. I'm like that after the Pac comment. I was just confused. Like, I was like, nigga, what are you talking about at this point? You feel me? Yeah, don't argue with me.
Hey, but
that's basically where it goes.
But back, I'm sorry about it. We got sidetracked. Back to the Drake. I did want to ask Tracy May, as a woman, because, you know, we hear like a lot about Drake being the softest dude since, you know, tissue paper or something like that. Right? you know. Yeah, what do you think about? Have you heard the album?
I haven't. heard it one time all the way through.
What do you think?
I liked it. I mean, it sounded Drake-ish. Mm-hmm. But I mean, all the songs that are out on the radio right now, mm-hmm. I like them. I mean, I kind of like songs in general that I can sing and rap at the same time. Mm-hmm. Like when that whole Fabulous Lil Mo thing was going, repeating on and on, like that was like my favorite era. Okay. So I was like, yes, I can sing and rap. So, you know, with Drake, it's like all wrapped up in one. And I'm enjoying it. I don't mind that he's emo.
Yeah. He's emotional as hell now. But I think he always been that way. To me, I thought he always been that way. Saul gave me the comeback season like a while back, gave everybody on the site. And I thought he was kind of emo then a little bit. Not as much, but he was kind of emo then.
But he was aggressive then. I mean, I guess as aggressive as you can be as Drake, you know. As it shook up the world, that's what I'm about to do. Because yeah. Homies ain't even on my album. Like, he was straight spitting hip hop. Yeah. And now this nigga is. Well.
He done fell into some women. And, you know.
Yeah, he openly had an issue with Rihanna, right?
Yeah, with Rihanna, with that girl Kat.
Yeah. Kat, Katya or something. Williams? Is it Williams?
Yeah. They were like supposedly together and they broke up. Like, I don't know. It was like he's openly like in every relationship. I feel like he gets in relationships just to write songs about them so he can be hurt. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, he really is on this Kanye.
Yeah, basically. Basically.
I don't know. I do feel like once you get to a certain level of like richdom, you really don't have anything else to talk about. Like,
what was that word?
Richdom.
Let me write this down. I can't find it on Wikipedia, so I don't know if that exists. So go ahead.
But like, it's the same thing for everybody though. Like even Beyonce at one point when she was talking about that Audemars Piguet watch, mm-hmm. Bitch, what is that?
Like, now that's major because Tracy's like the biggest Beyonce fan out there.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Whoa.
When she said Audemars Piguet watch, I was like, okay, Google, because mm-hmm. I don't know what that is. Like, but, you get to a certain level and you're just talking about stuff that, you know, we regular people just don't even know about. So he has to, like, get in relationships and stuff to keep it down, you know, keep it on our level. Everybody knows about relationships. Everybody gets hurt. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, goes through crappy situations. So I feel like that's his way of staying grounded a little bit.
Yeah. First of all, the fact that you love Beyonce and I love Jay-Z, I just want to say that and then go to something else like that.
So, what you think about the album?
about the Drake album?
Yeah.
I just sent in my second opinion yesterday. I know mm-hmm. it's not the site yet, but I thought the album was dope. I mean, at first I had it like a 4.5, so mm-hmm. but it didn't really have that repeat quality, so I definitely had to bring that down. But I thought the album was great. I thought he was rapping again. Like, he went back to comeback season a little bit.
Right.
Like, he didn't go all the way back, but he was rapping. Like, you got the joint with Rick Ross. You even got Over My Dead Body that starts off with him. And, you know, he was aggressive. It was hip-hop again, and that's the track that I missed. I mean, it was So Far Gone was cool. Thank Me Later, I wasn't feeling really much at all. But, like, this album, I felt like he went back to, like, kind of why I fuck with Drake. Exactly. I know he can sing, but, like, the lyricism was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he proved to be real deep on this album. Like I said, when I told you the first time I heard, I gave it a spin, I wasn't feeling it. Because I wasn't trying, I wanted to hate it. I really did. I openly wanted to hate that album because I get tired of him singing the shit. But he was actually rapping, and he was rapping with levels. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I can't even hate this shit. It's not bad, and it's actually pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
I expected to hate the album and shit. I expected to hate it. When I heard Barber's Room, I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to be able to listen to this.
Barber's Room is the most dark liquor song.
I mean, Jesus. I played it around my little girl. My little girl is 3 years old. She heard the song. She started crying. I was like,
Larry.
Oh, God. Wow.
That is a sad ass song. Wow. What is it shit about him having his own label?
Yeah, I think now Dub gave it the best name. It's gonna be called what? It's OVO YMCMB.
YMCMB. Birdman's too smart to let Drake leave.
Yeah.
But he'll give him a label. That's how he kept Wayne. Because Wayne was talking about going to Rockefeller
every day. Yeah, I remember that. The thing about Drake is that, first of all, he announced the Club Paradise tour. Now, you would think Tyga, who has an album coming out, or Bow Wow, would say, you know what? We Young Money. Nobody from Young Money is touring with him. Only Kendrick Lamar.
Nope.
And who else? ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
That, that happened. Yeah. Second of all, headlines come out. All OVO. OVO on the wall.
No YMCMB. No. No, nothing. He was repping OVO.
Yeah, and you know, and on the cover, matter of fact, his first tattoo was an owl, the OVO, I told his very own logo. And on the cover of the album, he has the golden owl sitting right in front of him.
So what is this OVO shit? I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, it's October very own. That's him, 40, Noah, is Shabib, is that his name? Dub?
Yeah.
Shabib. And The Weeknd now is part of it.
Okay, so that's their actual clique.
That's their clique. Now they are the softest clique ever in history.
Yeah, that's
it's like them and Hoes with Attitude, and that's it. That's the song. It's like them two. It's like neck and neck. But I mean, I think that's gonna happen. I mean, it just has to happen. I think now, if he does do 757, and Birdman only bought 300,000 albums, I think he should be by himself.
Birdman only bought 300,000.
I'm sorry.
That's how you trying to slide this shit in.
I'm sorry. I say that out loud. But no, but yeah,
did something for Weezy, some shit, right?
Yeah, I think Birdman buys the album.
Man, let me apologize to everybody real quick, because I gave that Wayne album a 4.
Mm-hmm.
My bad. That's like a 3, maybe. Like, after I listened to it more, after I was like, man, I can't even get on that Biafra right now. I feel ashamed.
Yeah.
Hey, so I just want to put it out. Play it again, Sam, or you can just change the song.
Yeah. I've done that many a time. It's the internet.
We got to do that, man. Yeah, we got to do that, because I was like, damn. And then niggas was dissing me on the article, and after I listened to it again, I was like, I'm not even going to respond to that, because the nigga's kind of right.
Yeah.
But that's the thing about when you do those reviews, man, you got to, like, half the people don't read what the fuck you say. They'll skim through and they'll read your bottom line and the score. And they'll be like, oh, you gave it a 3.5, that album is at least a 4. What the fuck are we arguing about a 0.5?
Yeah.
Are we sitting here discussing this shit? Did you agree with the review? I'm saying you was right, no, but it's at least a 4. Well, then shut the fuck up. Let's move on.
Yeah.
There's no debate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
but,
you can't worry about that shit.
Also, let me say it real fast before we go to something else. The Over My Dead Body song on the Drake thing, if you listen to what he's saying, it's ridiculous. You know, he says it's a little shots at Luda in the song. I don't know if people caught that song when he said something like your flow's boring me, pain drying, and I don't trip.
Yeah.
I ain't tripping on.
It was a general diss though.
Yeah, but he used that flow, and then he says I'm not tripping on something that ain't mine. And then the best line when he said they got me on these white women like seal nigga, slave to the pussy, but I'm just playing the field nigga. Come on, man, really.
He was talking a lot of shit, but I liked it because he was back to being hip hop.
Yeah,
that's straight up aggressive hip hop shit that you would hear in somebody spinning the cypher. So I was excited for that part.
Yeah, by the way, almost my favorite album of the year. By the way,
that's your favorite album of the year.
Almost. Is that Dub? Is that Dub or Tracy May?
I think that's Dub. Dub, you gotta get out of the line. Oh, okay. Hold up. Give me a minute.
He could at least cover the phone up or something like that. Hold on, Tracy. I can't hear.
My bad. I cover the phone up. Y'all can still hear that?
Yes.
All right, we good. All right, go ahead. My bad.
I was asking if it's old news or if it's like relatively fresh about that Ludacris song, that Bada Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Where he like
2 days ago.
Yeah.
2 days ago.
No, it was yesterday.
Target's day, and so
yeah.
I felt like I don't know why he got upset when he totally did use that hashtag rap. I mean, like flow or whatever. Something something parade. You know what I mean?
Like, no.
I really do hate hashtag rap. I hate it.
It's easy though.
That's why I hate it.
It's so easy.
How hard is it to drop in like 3 more words to connect what the fuck you talking about?
is going down like a basement. Why do you have to say it's going down Paul's basement? I hate that shit. It drives me crazy.
Well, you know,
imagine if Rakim had hashtag rap, his songs would be long as fuck.
Well, you know,
it took 6 or 7 verses to connect his shit.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, with Tracy, the thing is that, you know, I think he was mad because Drake and Big Sean kind of both dissed him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think in All Hip Hop, Drake said something like, you know, Luda kind of killed the flow, murdered it, not in a good way, when he said was it Macy's balloons, a parade or whatever.
Yeah. I don't think it was good either.
Yeah.
I really don't think that was the best use of that
yeah.
flow.
Yeah, but I mean, but
like, he said it so comically. Boom. Yeah.
but you know, Cameron been using that flow for a while though.
Yeah, but nobody listens to Cameron.
I listen. Ooh. I like that. That is so mean. That is so mean.
Cameron don't even listen to Cameron. That's why it wasn't a big deal. Like, when you said it, it's like, okay.
Because I thought Big Sean was like the originator of that, and Drake stole it from Big Sean, no?
No, Drake did steal it from Big Sean, but Big Sean didn't make it, though. Big Sean repopularized it, but Drake did. Drake even said, I was in the studio with Big Sean, I loved it, and I started using it.
Right.
So who created it?
It's been around for a minute though. Like, yeah. Like Killer's been doing it like forever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not anything new. It just people weren't using it for a minute.
So I guess that's Ludacris' argument that you didn't invent it. So how you gonna hate me for using it? I guess that's his argument.
Yeah.
Because in that Bada Boom song, he was like, you know, basically like pay homage. Like, you did not invent it, so you just need to fall in line or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen to that shit. That sounds good. Yeah. I like
No, that's probably the second best song of that whole mixtape. It's not a great mixtape, but that Bada Boom song in the intro is probably... And Bada Boom samples the Fifth Element, so of course I'm loving it because, you know, the nerd in me loves it. So, you know.
Is that at the beginning, or what is that at the end? That's like Friday After Next or something,
yeah,
right?
It's Friday After Next. In the beginning, it has Bada Boom... you ever seen Fifth Element?
Yeah.
You remember she's like, Bada Boom.
Bada Boom.
Yeah.
Bada Boom.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So, you know.
All right, we got the close it out. We got the questions for the Frocast. We need to come up with a name for this segment if we're gonna keep doing this. The question from the readers and the forums. Peabody's first question is a pretty good question. It's probably good enough for a whole Frocast show. What symbolizes a GOAT MC to you? And I guess to me, I guess my first answer is we need to distinguish if we're talking about MC or rapper. Because to me, you get totally different answers. If you talk about a GOAT rapper and a GOAT MC, they're two different things. But that's just my take on it. I don't know. What do y'all think? What symbolizes the GOAT MC to you, Tracy?
Cuteness.
Wow.
Totally
don't ask me questions first.
Listen.
All right, Tracy passes to Dub. Dub, what do you think? What symbolizes?
I always felt like, you know what I'm saying, to be, like, considered a GOAT, you don't have to be, like, the best at anything, but you have to be good at, like, all categories.
Exactly.
That's why I think I felt like I wrote the article on Tupac, because I feel like Tupac's the most lyrical cat, you feel me? And I feel like you have to, you don't really have to be real, because, like, rap is entertainment at the end of the day. Like, I know Rick Ross isn't, like, really pumping packs like that, you feel me? But you have to have a charisma about you. You have to actually know how to rap. And, you know, you probably want to... a storyteller, you know, it's just all these different things, but you know, you have to. I'm not gonna say that, but I feel you. But I don't feel like pause. I feel Hov is the greatest of all time. I've always said that. I think Hov is because I think he and Jay-Z, Hov. You know, I think he embodies all of that. He can tell a story.
Thank you.
He can make a hit single. He can put out great pieces of work, great bodies of work.
Thank you.
You don't have the cuteness factor on
his cuteness factor's low, is that what you're saying, Tracy?
It's pretty low, but I mean, he's cute just because he's rich, you know, it's one of those
stuff. He got Thompson, so he won at the end of the day, you feel me? So.
he did win with her.
So if Hov wasn't rich and he came up to you in the club wearing like some Levi's and a Rockwear shirt, he gets
came up to me?
No, Tracy.
Okay, I was about to say, this is
I was hoping I didn't need to reference. I'm talking to you.
Yeah. Now, Tracy?
I don't think he would get my number.
Tracy? That's a trick question, because that's what, when I'm at a club, I wear Levi's and a Rockaway shirt.
His Levi's are really fitting.
Yeah, really? The tightest pants I can find. At. Now, I'm joking with you. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Tracy. Go ahead, though.
You should see my face. I wish this was televised.
I wish I could see your face. Go ahead, though.
Hell no. What do you think, Tracy? Now we're coming back to you.
Okay, I don't know. I feel like I don't want to answer for like MCs. I just want to be like, you know, the greatest of all time for me in any genre is just like, you gotta have lyrics that move and that make me sometimes giggle, and that are just like relevant and something that I can relate to. And you also have to be cute. I mean, I'm not cute, but look at like Craig Mack. He's not one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be real.
You know what? I feel so sorry for Craig Mack. Craig Mack ain't put an album in years, and he still gets it like really bad.
Yeah, because he was a monster. Like, that song was a monster, but then he was a monster.
Yeah.
Double monster.
Yeah.
There's a double monster going on with this shit.
Yeah.
You couldn't say nothing bad about that song, dog. Just, you were the blam. Everybody was feeling this shit.
Yeah.
And then that video came out, like, oh my God.
Radio face.
Yeah. Can I say Tracy May gave the most female answer ever?
I'm sorry.
I mean, she said everything and then the cuteness.
Yeah, and then the cuteness. I'm sorry. Did I put that in there?
Nigga, you got to be cute.
So,
right.
Wow. Real quickly, everything Dub said about Jay-Z, 100% back that up. I always say Jay-Z is the Ric Flair rap. And I think Ric Flair is the greatest wrestler of all time, so that's why Jay-Z is the best.
Wait, what would Germ say about all of this?
He would say Lil Wayne, he would call me gay. And he would say that Lil Wayne's the best MC of all time.
Really? Does he go that far with it?
Yes.
Nigga does go that far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he was all on Ross like that. I know Lil Wayne, really? Yeah.
It's Wayne. He thinks Wayne is the great. Well, first, listen, I would give Wayne this. The thing that I always say that takes away from Biggie and Tupac is that they didn't have a lot of time to do what they needed to do. They what they did in the time frame they had was great.
35 albums.
It's true enough, but he could have grew more. Yeah, he could have grew more. Same thing with Biggie. But Wayne does have a great history where you see him change. You see him grow up. You see him change different flows, try different flows, put out a rock album. So I do give him that. He can be mentioned now in the conversation, but Jay-Z is still the greatest rapper of all time, hands down, easily.
I don't think Wayne should be mentioned at all. Really, like, I mean, I like Wayne. I think from like the 07 to like probably 08 era, he probably was the best guy doing it at that time. Mm. But I mean, just because he puts a lot of work to me doesn't verify that, oh, you're one of the GOATs. I mean, Lil B puts out more work
than
Charles Hamilton. We don't even compare them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, but
you feel me? I think Wayne, I think he's entertaining,
mm-hmm.
but he is, when you scratch the surface of Wayne, you get more surface. You don't get anything deep with Wayne.
Yeah, but the same way Jay-Z influenced Wayne and influenced Kanye and all them dudes, Wayne has influenced Drake and Nicki Minaj and whoever. Most of the kids not rapping rap like Wayne to a point. It's, you know, most kids rapping, you know, do want to be in the studio 24/7, not because of Tupac, but because of Lil Wayne. And I think that influence says a lot. I think influence in your culture says a lot. And
but I think it's because they see the dollar signs.
That is also true. Albums. Yeah, that is true. Tracy.
A lot of people feel like Wayne's, the fact that Drake was influenced by Wayne is what hurt Drake so much, you feel me? Because Comeback Season was, like, a beast, like Alright said. I mean, I like So Far Gone, but a lot of people are saying that if Drake would have gone to Rock Nation or Good Music or any of these other places, we'd be seeing a more lyrical MC than what we had, at least before this album came out.
Yeah. Hey, so...
Less out of tune, too. What's good?
Hey, ask Tracy, do you think Lil Wayne is attractive?
I will not.
You know what? I was going to mention that. all of the people that you're talking about, none of them are really that big. I mean, aside from Tupac, he was hot. Uh-huh. But like Biggie and Jay-Z and Lil Wayne, yeah, the cuteness factor isn't. So maybe that goes out the window. But
Possibly.
So now, are you rating yourself against Lil Wayne and the people we're talking about? Be easy to see how good your shot is.
See,
is that what you're doing?
The thing about it is that I'm. You know what? Next question. Next question.
I think like Lil Wayne.
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
Hell no.
He's got Skype. Y'all can figure that out later.
Not today. I got on jogging pants right now because I just got out of work, but you know.
Okay, and what else? Woo.
Hey, not this show. Not this show.
Okay.
It's the Frocast, not the whole cast.
Okay.
Let's focus here.
You quick. That boy quick.
About Weezy that pisses me off is that he has flashes of brilliance.
Yes.
When he got songs like Dr. Carter, that nigga is one of the dopest cats ever. And then he turn around and say some other bullshit, and you're like, what the hell happened? He does like one, I got maybe two per album. That's really off the scale. Like, wow, this dude is really hip hop. And then he turn around and, if I'm a dude, I'm a bomb. I'm like, dude, just stop. I can't fuck with him like that.
Yeah, I like
have to put a whole show on that shit. Go MC, go rapper. What makes him the best? That's good shit. And I agree with Jay-Z. It's hard to argue with that cat because he can do the lyrical shit. He has substance. He has good delivery, and he has the ability to entertain. Like, I would pay to go see Jay-Z in concert. I probably would pay to go see the rest of these motherfuckers because we already know, based on the BET Hip Hop Awards, they're gonna hold their nuts, take their shirts off, and they're just gonna walk across the stage yelling. There's no entertainment factor there.
Yeah.
At least with us, you get some extra shit. You want to call out names? I mean, since you're already on the
back. Khalifa.
Yeah. But he's high, so I mean.
Yeah, but he's small.
He needs to be clothed at all times.
That motherfucker took off his shirt and I can see his heartbeat. I was like, this is
organs.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Taking his blood pressure visually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see your shit. Shout out to Wiz Khalifa, I guess.
And Amber Rose, because she got to be handling that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice, though. I mean, everybody's seen Amber Rose, though, so. I don't know how I'd feel if I was Wiz Khalifa. Everybody's seen your girl.
Yeah. Wow.
Intimately, just like he did.
Yeah.
Y'all got the same view, so why is she wearing clothes? Anyway, that's a whole other show. Let's just move on. The homie Clay Davis asks, why did you bring back the VIP area? So that's be easy. And he says, how broad of a range of topics do you think is wrong coming?
Yup. Okay,
say that again, my bad.
No, I'm saying
I just dropped. Okay. Just picked it up.
Okay, we're getting some feedback, my bad. But yeah, you wanna ask the question again or?
Yeah, he said, why did we bring back the VIP area and how broad of a range of topics do you think the Fro can cover, like expanding the site?
Now the VIP area, I'm be honest with you, that was something people had been PMing me about. Some verbose one before he left the site. I'm probably gonna take that down.
I think you should, honestly, yeah. And I'll be the voice of the haters.
Yeah.
We don't need the Fro to get closed.
Yeah.
In case y'all don't know, they close the sites down for that shit.
Yeah. But I mean, it's members only. But you know, still, I think they're probably coming down. Range of topics. See, the thing of that is that I would like to talk about sports because I love sports. Surprisingly, and people don't think that, but I love sports a lot too. I actually I like wrestling a lot too.
We could do a sports forecast.
Because
I'm with sports.
Yeah, but I would like to do more stuff because I mean I have a lot of other interests that I would like to write about and talk about. I don't have that many hours in the day to do that, so but I would like to bring more people on to write about certain things. Like girl stuff, hint or Or just a lot of different things. I think we can expand. The site has been getting more traffic recently, thanks to stuff like the Drake article and the Mac Miller article. So I would like to do more stuff like that. So you know, we'll try.
We definitely got to point that out. He said bring some more people on board. If you think you can write a review, and we're not talking about just sit up there and talk about other people's reviews. Actually, write a coherent review with a score and be on time. hit us up.
Yeah, but also I would like some more columns on the Fro too. I think we all got busy. I know Dub got busy. I got busy. We all got busy. I think so because I think that one the art. If you look at the most popular artists we got, they all are columns. I think we got two reviews on there. Reviews get a lot of reads, but columns is one good thing that we always did. I think that you know I'm gonna try to bring back. I can't do it right now because I'm busy, but it's gonna happen.
Yeah, we'll get that cracking again. Mm-hmm. I think that's good shit. But so you heard it, Clay. The VIP area is there now. You better go in and get what you can because it'll probably be gone. And we're looking to cover some more shit for you.
Yeah.
Good question from Clay Davis. The next question is from, is it Raza or Reza? How do you say his name?
Whatever.
Okay, whatever. He said, what do we think about dream hip-hop duos? We had Watch the Throne, we had Bad Meets Evil, and he said we had the Ferrari Boys, cough. What do we think of in years to come, and what other groups do you think would have been dope that haven't happened?
Who you starting out with, Tracy?
Nah, she said don't ask her first. So we'll go with Dub.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, I want to see that Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole album.
Yeah.
To be real, like, I know they talked about it a little bit, but I think both of those guys are like dope storytellers, so I would love to hear an album from them and see what they can do creatively together.
Yeah,
I'd probably check it out just because it's J. Cole. I think J. Cole is dope as hell. You know, I'm not feeling Kendrick Lamar like that yet.
Try him again. You really need to give Kendrick Lamar just another list because I think you would like a lot of stuff he does.
Is there another album? Like, does he have something other than that section?
Yeah, you know what? Matter of fact, I'm gonna say it right now. I'm gonna do I Used to Listen, and I'm gonna make a I Used to Listen. I'm gonna put it on the site.
Yeah,
you feel me? But if you listen to how intricate that story was that he told on Drake's album, how he was talking about how he met Drake through Rihanna, when he said something like, I met an alien who fucked with the Canadian. Like, he was telling a story.
Yeah,
and most
he was.
You get that.
He was.
He's very intricate. You know
yeah,
saying?
I wasn't put off by what he said. It was how he was saying it. That really threw me. I just... I was like, shut up. I can't... Shut up. And then when I listened to his album, it was the same thing. It was the way he was saying what he was saying. It was throwing me off. It's kind of like the way people listen to Coochie rap. I can't listen to a nigga rap hard with a lisp. You know, as dope as Coochie rap is on paper, when he starts spitting, I'm like, I can't get into it. It throws me way the fuck off.
AKA Superhead's baby daddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's a dude.
Yeah.
Because I try not to Superhead. I feel like I get an infection.
You know, I'm going to tell you why I remember that. Because I'm looking over there at my bookcase, and I have all three of Superhead books. Ain't that sad?
Easy. What the fuck is
wrong with you? I'm sorry. It happened. It happens.
You realize that Tracy May is on this call, right?
I know. Tracy read the books, too, because she knew who I was talking about.
Yeah, but you're reading books about a chick fucking dudes and talking about
listen,
their dicks.
Hold on. Listen. I got the Vixen Diaries. I got the first one. I also got Nas Baby Mama book, Carmen. And I got the one with that chick from The Source.
Do you have Hiding in Hip Hop?
You know what? I don't got that one because they didn't have it at my Barnes & Noble, but it's talking about the Download Brothers in Hip Hop?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't have that book, so you know that's a plus, right? but I do know of that book, but that don't mean nothing. But I do know of that book.
Well, I mean, I guess the plus for Bees is that he reads. So.
Thank you.
That is a plus.
I'm reading Steve Jobs the biography right now. So, and Steve Jobs took a lot of LSD. Just want to say that too.
You got to. All the creative people take drugs. There's a link there that people are ignoring. But anyway,
yeah.
Did we finish that question?
Yeah, we finished that one.
No, I don't think nobody answered that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Tracy.
No, I don't have one for it. So I don't know. Like I don't know. Yeah. Just like two cute people.
Oh.
And then, like, remember back in the day how you used to get the magazines and you would, like, I would pull out my picture of, like, MC Brains and, like, put it on my wall. That's what, like, the album art needs to be, like, for the handsome album.
No.
Okay, so, be easy.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, you gotta follow that up.
Actually,
Jay-Z and who?
That's funny because for years I've been saying Jay-Z and Kanye, and this year we got Jay-Z and Kanye, and y'all let this nigga right here review it. That's all I gotta say.
What do you want me to do? You run the site. I would have reviewed it, but you 4.5.
4.5, baby. Boom. That was a 4.5 for her to album.
I know it was. That's why I didn't want you to review that shit.
That's the second.
I was just happy with
it. It just happened. It just happened like that. It was good. Go.
Why don't y'all ever do, like, where multiple people, like, all three of you guys could have reviewed it, and then there could have been an averaged score?
It wouldn't have happened on that album anyway. It just wouldn't have happened. You gotta understand that this nigga rolls harder for Jay-Z than Jay-Z does.
Oh, God. Okay, listen. Yeah. Yes, I do have a frame poster of Fade to Black in my living room. Yes, I do have that. That
in the living room, even?
Well, I mean, I live.
This is not in his bedroom.
Oh, hell no.
This is true. That's where he's got the signed picture of Mayor Hawthorne now.
That's in the closet. That's in the closet. It's in.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, even no.
In the closet.
Exactly. No, but no, I do. No, I have one. I mean, I live by myself, so I mean, I don't have much design. But so I do have a Fade to Black Jay-Z poster in my living room, and I have a Battle Royale poster. I don't know if y'all know the movie Battle Royale. I have that poster in my living room too, so that kind of evens out. But no, I think that no Watch the Throne album, that really is the best album to me of the year. So, you know.
So there's no other two rappers that you would like to see? Yeah, Jay-Z and Jesus.
Well, you know,
right? You know, if God could come down to an album, Jay-Z,
that'd be hot though, right?
Jehovah and then God.
Yeah. Also, my middle name is Jesus, so, you know, just want to point that out there, too, so. It all links back together. All links
Brandon
back together.
Brandon Jesus?
Yeah.
Carl?
Yeah.
And so, we're going to move on. yeah. I think I would like, I like some awkward shit sometimes. I listen to the way people rap beats when they do songs, pause.
Yeah.
MJG and Big Pun would be dope as hell. Big Pun is a bad motherfucker.
Whoa.
They came out. Big Pun and MJG.
He's dead, though.
I know. It said shit that could happen. You know what I'm saying?
That's going to be a boring CD.
Out of the grave right now and I rap something.
Oh, I got one. I remember. Tyler, the Creator and the Game. I said it because it's a video of them behind the scenes. And they are really legitimately good friends. It's like Game treats him like his little brother, seriously. Like, he puts him in headlocks, and Tyler would be like, no, let me go. And they seem like they have a really good chemistry, so I think I would like that.
I like Tyler, the Creator, but I don't like the Game.
For real?
Listen to Tyler,
the Creator. Oh, you know what? The Game, is the Game attractive to you?
No.
Seriously?
No, I don't like his, I don't know.
To me.
No, I'm saying no because you know.
Is Game attractive to you?
No, exactly. No. I had an ex girlfriend who loved Game, so I'm just surprised hearing somebody say they don't like Game. I don't think he's attracted to me because I'm not attracted to men. People, have I said that enough? This podcast.
Practical idiot.
Okay, yeah, you know what? but no. I'm just surprised. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, can we go with the last question from the forums?
I put Fonte and Crit. I'd love to see them do an album.
That's a good one.
And I'd love to hear Bahamadia and Blue do an album. Mm. I think both of their laid back styles would be pretty fly.
Blue irritates me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What about Blue irritates you?
Because I feel one day I'm going to be at a coffee shop. I'm gonna see his album, and that's how he's gonna release his album. He don't tell nobody when he's releasing the album. He just puts it out, and don't
he
even care.
He is the Indie Ire of hip hop.
He don't care. He doesn't care. He put it out and say, "Hey, yeah, I released the album 2 weeks ago." You know, it's like, yeah. You know,
he is the Indie Ire of hip hop.
So I don't.
You know, shit just comes out awkwardly, and next thing you know, they're like, "Oh yeah, the new album is blazing." Yeah. Like, wait, he just dropped the album.
And then he changes his name on some albums. He's like B sometimes. Sometimes he's Blue. It's like, what are you doing?
That motherfucker is definitely different, but he's a dope MC.
I don't think he's good. Like, I know Lupe said he was like the only person that intimidated him in the booth. I don't. It's not that deep. I don't think so. I mean, I know. You know, he's all right.
He doesn't come across like that style of rapper to me. He's more like a native tongues type dude. I just lay back with the flow, can put, you know, throw a metaphor in there, here and there. He's cool.
Yeah.
He steps up and does his thing, but I wouldn't call him the dopest lyricist. Why is Lupe saying somebody intimidates him?
That's what he said. He said
we heard lasers. We heard that out. Oh. So anyway, Arnold asks, how can he submit music to the website? What the fuck is Arnold on? Arnold does music now?
And the answer to that is no. To him. No. And that's the end of that.
That was not a yes or no question.
No.
How can I submit no?
No. Not you.
There you go, Arnold. Fuck off.
Yeah, not you. You know what? I everybody who emails me, I try to be like, hey, how you doing? Him, I don't care if he never comes back ever to the site. No.
Y'all got beef there?
He's weird. He's just weird. That's all. And he's, I thought he was some people, but he's really somebody. He's really not. I thought he was somebody else, but he's just a weird guy, so. No.
How you that mad at him, but you cool with practical?
He talked to practical on the phone.
You did talk to practical on the phone.
No, I didn't talk to practical on the phone.
Hey, boy. The hell's going on? You know it'd be easy. Oh, shit. Let's just go ahead and wrap this show up. We've been talking for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers are crazy. Give me a shout out, Stub. You got any shout outs? Anything coming up that you want? Working on articles.
I know I talked about this earlier, like months ago. But I got the religion versus hip hop article coming real quick. I'm gonna do the Kendrick Lamar, Why You Should Listen To EP, next EP, whatever we're calling it now. I wanna get, you know, hottest MCs in the game right now, like we did last year, but you know, B ain't got back to me in the emails yet. So that's what I'm working on right now though.
We kinda need to do that one. I mean, the year is wrapping up, we got awards cut out around the corner.
Yeah. Guys, it makes me so tired.
It is a lot of fucking work, right? It's just a lot of shit.
And we always do so good in terms of hits, or whatever. But it's so tiring.
It is, and that's because you're extra, though.
What'd you say, Tracy?
That's some shit extra.
I say y'all love it.
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Speaking of love, go ahead though.
Wow.
My turn.
Yeah, go ahead, Tracy.
I wanna shout out all the plump chicks out there. I'm repping for them in everything that I do when I walk down the street.
Mm.
I'm repping for the plump chicks. And I am working on my second mixtape. It's untitled at the moment, but I am going to try to get it out before the end of the year. So I'm excited about that.
What's your Twitter handle?
Oh, it's Tracy May, TracieMae.
And you still doing your YouTube, or what's the deal?
I do YouTube occasionally. I don't do what used to be the Friday wrap-up anymore, where I used to do a rap song every Friday. Yeah, I don't do that anymore. But I get on occasionally and strip. I mean, just kidding.
I know that's a lie, because I've been waiting.
So on YouTube, Trace Ma, TracieMa. It's a little confusing. Whatever. You don't know my life.
Be easy. What we got cracking for the site, man?
Right now, the same thing. We got, you know, reviews, a lot of reviews coming up. Hopefully we get accepted in Google News. That'd be big for us. They still trying to get back at me. I'm still working on, because I know now that I got the hookup, I'm trying to get, because I know we got some press passes to A3C, and I talked to MERS and Tabby Bunny. So I'm trying to get stuff in St. Louis and California. I'm trying to get so where y'all can go, because I can't, of course, you know. So I've been trying to talk to the guy about that, and he said he'd get back to me, and you know, I'm pushing for that. But yeah, just that. You know, I'm watching movies and shit. I'm watching movies every day.
what's your website about that?
Oh, watchingmoviesandshit.com. It's basically I watch a movie. I was watching a movie every day, but I got busy.
Is that website for real?
Yeah, watchmoviesandshit.com.
Is it .com or is it .tumblr?
No, it's .com and it goes to .tumblr.
Okay.
Yeah, I bought that name. I bought that name for $5, so, you know.
Is it watching movies and shit or in shit? Like, no. The letter N.
What the hell? Now, come on. That's a whole different way.
You have to come to your site, nigga. You have to tell them what they have.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because watching movies and shit, I'm sure, is a site about something totally different than what I'm talking about.
Ugh. N. Not like I am. Like,
yeah.
The letter N.
Yeah, but it's watching movies and shit, A-N-D. And like I say, I'm watching a movie a day. I was writing about it, but like I said, I got drained out, so now I just put it up, and I put like a picture that the whole thing was like, I take a snapshot of every picture, every movie I see, a screenshot, and I put it up there, and that's what that's about.
So you don't even talk about the movie, you just put up a picture?
No, it stopped. And people send me messages like, why you talk about a movie? I'm like, go to hell.
Literally, there's just pictures and the name of the movie. I just pulled that.
Exactly. Isn't it wonderful? It's so opposite the fro, right?
why aren't you on Facebook and why aren't you on Twitter?
You're
the technology man, but you're not socially accessible.
Yeah, I think now, Tracy, don't get nervous. I don't like that many people. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and I think friend stalking is what I call Facebook. And I have no problem with Facebook.
Wait a minute.
What?
You just ran down Iggy's entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And you gonna talk about somebody else friend stalking.
No. That has to do with music. If she was just some chick on the street, I wouldn't care. But yeah, because she's music and I was interested, you know, I do that. But no, I've never been too good at that. I never had a MySpace page, never had a personal Twitter. And in that probably takes so much out of me. I don't really have time to do that. And you know, so, and I, you know, I don't, I just got a cell phone. What's up?
You don't want practical coming around. Just be honest. You don't want practical.
No. No, 5 years ago, I lost the phone, and I didn't have a phone for 5 years. Not because I just didn't want to. I just didn't want a phone. I just recently got another phone. So, I'm not antisocial, but like I said, it takes a lot. That's why Tracy makes you just feel honored. You know that I'm so attracted to her. You know what I'm saying?
You should feel honored. You heard that shit.
Because it means a lot now. But no, I've just never been on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, you know. But sadly, every time something happened with Facebook, I know, like, the whole thing about the porn on Facebook, I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. And I still don't know what's going on with that shit.
Oh my God.
I guess I got good friends, because I ain't seen none of that
my
shit.
My friends are terrible. It was crazy. It was nasty stuff, too. It wasn't like regular porn stuff. It was gross.
It wasn't regular porn stuff?
No, it was like doo-doo chunks.
Ooh.
What the fuck?
I tried to tell y'all would inquire more.
Shit, I hate to hit the show like that. God damn.
Watching movies and shit.
Yeah, literally. Shit, y'all know where I'm at. You know, Saw Right on Twitter, on Facebook, SoulLexus.com, NappyAfro.com. You know I got Soul.com, doing reviews. I'm trying to get this heavy D mix together for the site, but somebody put one out like an actual DJ, and I feel like, why bother?
Yeah.
Because that nigga already did one, so who am I to try and put one together when I'm not mixing shit? But I might do it just for the love, because a lot of people don't know about his other shit, like Love Opus and, you know, his album before that. I can't think of the name of that joint right now, but both of them joints was good. I don't have nothing else going on. Shout out to all the people who read SoulLexus.com. Shout out to all the people who read NappyAfro.com. Shout out to people that read You Know I Got Soul.com. Shout out to Tracy May for coming through, and Dub for coming through, for doing the Frocast. We appreciate it. This was good shit. King Jeremy, you're punk. Next time, y'all ask me to be on here. Fuck Tim Tebow. Fuck the Fro Fantasy League.
Dub got kicked out of the league. That was funny. That was hilarious.
But Dub, I mean, really. What the
fuck? Nah, my nigga, I know. I was working. You know, I'm military. I'm about to get married. You know, a nigga got busy. I just, you know, kind of fell to the bottom of the totem pole. So, shout out to my fiance.
Shout out my fiance too.
Shit. And a real fiance.
Her name is Tracy Mack on YouTube. So figure out who that is.
So is it gonna be Tracy Easy? Would she take your name?
She's not easy. She's not easy.
Be easy. That doesn't sound at all.
Yeah. No, it's okay. But that is sweet, Dub. I'm sorry about that. She was actually the last time we all talked, I think we all met her a little bit, right?
Yeah, because she was getting busy.
Oh, yeah, that was trying to take Tracy's, she was trying to take Tracy May's little position. She wants to be the Nappy Afro voice. She's serious about it, too. She's practicing and everything.
Oh, wow. We can share the wealth, you know.
Okay, for sure.
Wow.
Thank y'all for tuning in. This has been the Full House episode of Frocast, episode 13. We'll be back in, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
We're gonna lie and say that.
Yeah. Okay, now look, now look. So are we ready to do it for real now? So I'm finna start recording right now. Okay, let's start.
We gotta slap the shit out of you.
Okay, let's start. Okay, now, okay, it's the Frocast with Brandon.
I slap the shit out of you. Shit, we'll be back in the fuck. This has been episode 13 of the Frocast. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll catch y'all in 2 weeks or 2 months. You know how we do. And listen to it like it's the last time, because it just might be the last motherfucking time. I'm your man, songwriter. We out this joint.
NappyAfro.com